What the heck? 1 minute right in front of me, and the next minute, poof, and he's gone. Jack? Jack, can you hear me?
No, he cannot hear you.
Hey. Is that you, Sonia?
Si, it is I. Companion to the Jaguar.
Well, you sure do pick yourself out some strange companions, honey.
I am high priestess by right of family.
Oh, you mean that your mama and your grandmama were pals with the Jaguars in this underground dungeon?
Si. For generations. So I warn you, senor, it is not well to play at foolishness with Sonia.
Well, baby, you're up against quite a set of yourself.
So?
You're darn right. I come from a long line of Texans. I'm what you might say a companion to the cow.
Ah, you make fun.
Okay, now what the heck have you done with Jack?
Jack Packard. And you'll never see him again.
How'd you get us separated? I was right behind you.
It is simple. There are many ledges in this place. Many paths.
You mean that the ledge he was on is only one of many, just like
you? See, that is true. There are many great stone doors. The door was closed when Jack Packard passed it. Then I push it open.
I don't get it. You pushed the stone door open, and what happened?
The ledge Jack Packard followed was cut off to you, and a new ledge was opened up for the great not long.
You mean that I'm on a different ledge than Jack and...
See, and the rest of those foolish people...
Well, then I'm just playing along.
That is true, senor. By pushing stone doors here and there, he can keep you lost and wandering on these ledges till you drop faint with thirst and hunger.
Well, ain't that a sweet thought? I suppose Holy Joe's out yonder somewhere doing the same thing to Jack.
See, and soon we'll have the Swede and the handsome boy wandering the same way.
No, no, you won't. Swede and Stuart will stick to the girl.
Ah, you think so? We shall see.
Well... And then what?
Then we will have the women. They will be placed with that girl, Edith.
Edith still alive?
See, not yet has she been harmed. Not yet has she been put in hands of monkey men for the supreme sacrifice.
Soon you are, honey.
See?
You sound close by, and yet I can't seem to locate you.
See, I am close by.
Well, where are you at?
I am behind stone wall. I speak with you through chink in the wall.
Oh, darn stone wall between us, huh? Look at you. Me and you ought to get together.
Ah, you do not talk anything but foolishness. I will not speak with you any longer.
Hey, now don't go away. What I do now?
I will go to the high priest. He will tell me what torture is devised for you next.
Well, ain't that a comfort? Hurry right back, will you?
See, I will consult with high priest for the island of Skull.
Holy Joe. Is that you?
Si, Senor Packard. It is I, Holy Joe. Also, High Priest of the Island of Skull.
Well, you have to stand way off there and bellow at me. Can't you come closer?
Si, I come closer. Give me 1 second.
Take all the time you want. Here, you don't have to breathe down my neck.
I startle you?
Yeah, where are you? You on the ledge with me?
Does it matter? You ask for me close by. I am close by.
Well, what have you done with that?
Doug Long? He is missing?
Yeah, and I want to know where he is.
It is sad. He has probably wandered down some other ledge.
And more than one ledge?
Senor, many ledges. More than I know. More than Suñano.
They're all high above the cavern floor?
See, some 100 feet above floor. Some not so high. But... all so high, a person would die instantly should he fall from one.
What's the idea? We can always return to the stairway we came up.
But that is not true.
Don't be silly, Holy Joe. All I've got to do is turn around and walk back the way I came.
You think so?
Certainly. 20 or 30 yards back, I'll come to the stairs and to the rest of our party.
Senor, you are a most naive person, I think.
But it's got to be.
No. No, you see, senor... there has been stone door swung across ledge you are on. It opens new ledge to you.
But all I gotta do is find the door and push it back.
But that you cannot do, senor. These doors were made by the very ancient ones. Even Sunya, even I, the high priest, would not know where the doors are if we had not been taught when we were kids. That is how perfect stone door fits into stone wall.
So you've got Doc trapped on one ledge and me on another.
See, and the rest of your party are still on the third ledge. And none can reach the other unless it is our will.
You know something, Holy Joe?
Perhaps I know. What is it, senor?
You're just kidding yourself. You wouldn't destroy any of us for anything.
Oh? You think not?
No, I know not.
Why?
Because the parchment map you want to get your hands on so much would be lost to you.
No. No. I will kill all but Miss Sedgwick. She we will torture until she reveals its hiding place.
That's just it. Miss Sedgwick no longer has the map.
So?
That's the whole truth. Before we entered the caves, the map was cut into 7 pieces. And 1 piece is secreted on each member of the party.
That is not the truth, senor.
Okay.
I say you lie. You are a liar, Senor Jack Packard.
Okay, forget about it. I lie. Have it your way.
If I think that is truth, senor, if that is truth, then all I must do is have each one pushed off the ledge.
The what?
Pushed off the ledge. Then in the cavern below, it would be simple to search the unresisting bodies until the map is again complete.
First, you've got to push us off the ledge.
But, senor, have you forgot the stone door?
What about them?
There are many along each ledge. If you should be standing where a door is, it would be so simple to open it. You would be brushed off the ledge before you knew what had happened.
That's great.
Senor, I have just opened great stone door. Will you walk to the left?
I didn't hear any door open.
No, of course not. In the dark, the movement of the doors is imperceptible. Come, will you take the ledge to your left?
Why?
It is a whim of mine. Will you do it?
Sure, but I'm going to take my time.
All the time in the world, senor.
Who is it? Answer me, I'll shoot.
Doctor, is that you?
Jack, how the heck did you get here? Hey, Holy Joe.
See, you see, Senor Packard? We separate you with ease, and just as easily, we bring you together again.
Hey, Jack, I was just talking to Sonia. They playing with that like cats play with mice.
Yeah, I know it. Uh-oh. Smell that.
Ooh, wee, what a fragrance. Smells like old man Oatman's glue factory back home. Hey, Jaguar.
That's it. Holy Jordan, the big door on the ledge leading to the Jaguar pits.
See, you are on the way to Jaguar Pete. You are on the way to death.
Man, oh man, do they sound hungry.
If you're planning to add more vitamins to your diet, read the Fleischmann's yeast label first. And if you bake at home, here's something important. Recent tests prove that 4 of the vitamins in Fleischmann's yeast, vitamins A, B1, D, and G, are not appreciably lost in the oven. They go right into your bread. The further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry Booker in their search for the pirate loot of the Island of Skulls will come to you next week at this same hour. Isle of the Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you through the courtesy of the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast.
The next time you buy coffee, get Fresh Chase and Sanborn for a new experience in coffee flavor. It's not just one coffee, but a blend of many supremely delicious. The price is always reasonable. Your choice of drip or regular grind. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn coffee. I Love a Mystery comes to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.